This podcast is proudly brought to you by our sponsors at ADT Taxes, Everard's Tiger, and loserpool.com. Be the last man standing. Did you like that? That was the chant after the Chelsea game with Soyuncu against Harry Maguire. So that's going to be a great chant to sing along to, maybe at Old Trafford. Right, Chelsea, Leicester, 1-1. Ouch. Ndidi, mistake. Go 1-0 down. Ah, man, we looked all over the place. The first half, the first 20 minutes in particular, we were shocking. We were a mess. We couldn't organise ourselves and we just looked completely out, just everywhere. It was a complete mess. Thankfully, Ndidi got the equaliser, you know, equaling out his mistake as well in the process. And from then on in the second half, we looked bloody good. In fact, we looked that good. I thought we were going to win it. I really did. I think it was unlucky not to win it in the end. And I'm not gutted about, you know, not taking 3 points from Chelsea at Stamford Bridge, because it's a tough fixture at Stamford Bridge. It always is. But I think we could have got 3 points there, to be honest. So far, two draws, 2 points on the table. We've got Sheffield United, right, at the weekend. We've got Sheffield United on Saturday afternoon, and we have only played each of us 6 times between Sheffield United and Leicester City. Last season, we beat them 1-0 in the FA Cup. And I think the year before we beat them 3-1, 4-1. I think it was 4, might have been 4-1. Let's get these up. 4-1. It's 4-1 in the League Cup. And then 2011, 2010, 2009, we've played each other as well. But we've never lost to Sheffield United. However, this weekend could be different. It's the Premier League. Sheffield United come back in the Premier League. And, interesting. They are, I think they're back-to-back wins as well, aren't they? So, I just hope this guy, my man, Jamie Vardy, gets a goal. I can imagine he's going to fire away at some point. He's not getting the service at the moment, but I'm pretty sure he's a Sheffield Wednesday lad. So, I am sure he will want to score against these rivals. Because Leicester haven't got a rival club to really compete with, right? We haven't got Nottingham Forest or Derby in the Premier League. And to be honest with you, they're not really our sort of Derby. You know, we haven't really got one as such. I mean, they don't hate us, but, you know, they hate that we're doing well. They do. They hate that we're doing well. I don't care what they say. If they say they don't care. They care. They care. But to Jamie Vardy himself, personally, against Sheffield United, he's going to want to score. He's got to score against them. That's how it is. That's his rival club. Now, there is something else I must tell you about. Sorry about the camera. But 100% LCFC, the guys that I do content with, we are making a mosaic of the late come for shy. And if you want in, if you want your photo in that, by the way, it's backed by the club. It's officially backed by the club because Phil Holloway and James Harlow went to see the club yesterday in a meeting. And like I said, if you want your photo in this huge mosaic, get your photo in at 100% LCFC on Facebook or at 100 LCFC on Twitter. DM them, send us your pics. Don't send them me. You don't know what I'll do with them. and we should get them up. So, yeah, do that. Unfollow us as well at 100% LCFC on Twitter and on Facebook. And what a game Soyuncu had, by the way. It was absolutely flipping fantastic. And speaking of Soyuncu, for me, he was man of the match for me. But James Maddison also had a great game. But Soyuncu's techers, I'm sure, I can't put the footage in on this because my YouTube would get pulled down. But some of the skills he pulled off, taking players on in his own, you know, defensive box, It's just mad. But he's getting better and better and better. And maybe he really is showing that we won't miss Harry Maguire as much as we thought we probably would. The only times at the moment I think we look like we're missing Harry Maguire is at set pieces. Don't seem to be a target man at set pieces, you know, with free kicks and corners coming in. Just Harry Maguire's head was there all the time, and this time round there just doesn't seem to be anything going forwards. But today, which is Thursday, recording this, there was a press conference with Rodgers, and he spoke about Ben Chilwell's injury, because Ben Chilwell took an injury, and I think he's going to be out for a couple of weeks. But luckily enough, we've got Christian Fuchs, and Rodgers has hailed Fuchs as outstanding. He showed his quality, and he showed his power, he showed his pace, and his defensive qualities as well. He's a player that I've been really impressed with. I think that was great to see from his perspective. What was that he got the reward for the way he's been training? He gives 100% every day, so that prepares him when we can put him in a game like this here. So it looks to me like Christian Fuchs is still really, really training hard to cover Ben Chilwell's back if Ben Chilwell, you know, misses out on. Rodgers also commented on Ndidi's mistakes, and it was something that was unfortunate. You know, Mount pressed the game well. It's how you respond to that. Some players can go and not have the best of games. I asked him to play that way, so it was important for me to take responsibility. We've not had many mistakes, said Rodgers. And it certainly gives us a belief that we can compete with Chelsea on the draw. We just want that continuity from the last part of the game. The first 25 minutes, there was pressure and the momentum with Frank Lampard coming in from the back. You know, we had to dig deep and show a bit of spirit. But once we got over the first 25-minute mark, our ability and hunger in the game was very much there. It's a long season, but we hope we can continue into it this season. Rodgers is overall pleased with the season. But that's what I get from this. But Ben Chilwell will miss out on the Sheffield United clash. There you go. That's now confirmed. No Ben Chilwell for Sheffield United. Damn. Right. Now on these episodes, I usually get a away perspective from some sort of content group, you know, similar to 100% LCFC. And unfortunately this week, I just can't seem to get anybody on because I can't find many content YouTubers for Sheffield United. So I'm just going to have to wing it this week. And it's just unfortunate. That's what it is. But if you are listening to iTunes and SoundCloud, make sure you subscribe. And just hit the subscribe on my YouTube channel as well. That'd help. That'd help boost viewings and help me launch this YouTube channel as a proper YouTube channel. Right, let's talk about one last thing before we go. This one is something that I wanted to share with you guys, which is the Leicester FTFC. Now, I don't know if some of you guys know what FT is, but it's a community on Twitter called FT, which is Football Twitter. And what tends to happen is somebody will make a profile based on a player and will represent that player with tweets and all sorts of stuff, right? Now, someone came up with the idea of a FIFA tournament between FT profiles. And Leicester FTFC has just been made up. And you can follow Leicester FTFC at Leicester FTFC. And here it is on the screen, as you can see. Now, myself, The True Fox, and LCFC Boyer are sponsors of this page. And you can give it a look. Make sure you follow. Leicester play Chelsea in the first FIFA tournament, and I'm not sure how it's going to work. I'm not sure how, like, this. I don't understand how it's going to work in terms of results and how who's doing this, you know, simming it or playing it, or is it streamed online? I'm not sure. So I'm hoping to do some coverage on it, maybe on this YouTube channel at some point. So a big shout out to those guys over at Leicester FTFC. So give them a follow. Right, that is it. Make sure if you are going to the game on Saturday that you send us in your selfies and get yourself on the 100% LCFC mosaic. Make sure you try and find Anthony Boyer, LCFC Boyer, for the post-match or pre-match, depending on what time you're there. videos on Facebook, 100% LCFC, and give me a follow on Twitter at Lee_Chappie. Thank you for Loserpool for sponsoring the content. Enjoy, guys. I'll see you soon.